if you do move the recycling center to the landfill, it's going to considerably reduce the amount of material that's recycled.
That's Glenwood Springs resident Jeremy Hyman at a city council meeting in January 2017.
And it's also going to remove a social event from everybody's week. Going to the recycle center is almost as good as going to True Value Hardware used to be on Saturday afternoon.
Hyman and many others voiced concerns at that meeting about the closure of Glenwood's downtown public recycling center. The city closed the center to make room for the new Glenwood Springs Elementary School and moved public recycling 7 miles outside city limits to the landfill in South Canyon. But thanks to a $150,000 state recycling grant, plus the city's purchase of the Western Petroleum property at 13th and School Streets, public recycling is back and not far from the old center. At a groundbreaking ceremony this week, Mayor Pro Tem Shelley Kaup told KDNK that there are other factors involved in returning the center to the heart of Glenwood.
You know, it's an important element of our vision for the city is to minimize our impacts to the environment, to actually make our South Canyon landfill a model, you know, landfill in the state that recycles as many materials as possible and compost materials, and we're in the works of doing that. And so adding this recycle center is a big piece of that.
The new center will provide the same options that are available at the South Canyon facility, she added.
We have, for example, with our glass recycling, we actually separate out our glass from the rest of our recyclables, and they get picked up by a group in Denver who we have vetted and we know is doing a good job recycling the glass. And we are currently working with Blue Star Recyclers who have moved to the Valley recently on our e-waste recycling.
Mixed recyclables go to the Eagle County Materials Recovery Facility and the city composts cardboard. But Shelley Kaup and other city officials say that fewer people have been recycling since the center moved out to South Canyon, and they're excited to offer this service. The new center is expected to open in November. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.